President of the Karachi Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, Mohammad Jugbilwani, has urged Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif to ensure the release of the long-overdue 23 billion rupees relief in electricity bills on incremental consumption. In a statement released on Friday, he called for the inclusion of this relief in the upcoming federal budget for FY 2025-26, lamenting that although it was allocated in earlier budgets, it has yet to be disbursed, affecting only Karachi's industrial sector, while the rest of the country has received the benefit. As per the statement, Bilwani wrote a letter to the Prime Minister, acknowledging the government's steps to support the business community but expressed deep concern over the continued delay in providing the subsidy for the period from July 1, 2021, to October 21, 2023. He noted that Karachi's industries remain under immense financial pressure due to administrative and legal complications. He stated that the total subsidy for the period stands at 33 billion rupees, of which 23 billion rupees is undisputed and should have already been disbursed. Funds were earmarked in previous budgets Rs 22 billion in FY 2021-22, 13 billion rupees in FY 2022-23, and 7 billion rupees in FY 2023-24, but the subsidy has not reached recipients due to procedural delays involving K-Electric. K-Electric, K, operated without a stay order for nearly 9 months yet failed to pass on the subsidy to consumers, said Bilwani, adding that NEPRA did not enforce compliance, and legal obstacles have dragged the issue. He pointed out that K's appeals were dismissed by a tribunal in July 2024, but the matter remains stalled due to a stay order from the Islamabad High Court. KCCI has urged immediate verification of the figures by the Power Division and NEPRA, stressing that the verified subsidy should be reflected in the upcoming budget. Crucially, KCCI proposed that the undisputed 23 billion rupees be paid directly to industrial consumers instead of routing it through K to avoid further delays. This is not just a legal obligation, it is a matter of economic justice and national interest, Bilwani said.